AfterBuzz TV Network. Now the largest new media platform on the web and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, and streaming live on Ustream, this is AfterBuzz TV for Breaking Bad. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest Breaking Bad news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, picking up where the show leaves off and the buzz continues, it's AfterBuzz TV for Breaking Bad.
Hello, hello. We are here today. We're gathered here today for Breaking Bad Season 4, Episode 9, Bug, on this September 11th. Maybe some somber music would be a little more appropriate.
No, come on. You're so shallow. You don't even know this is what Hank was singing.
Was he singing?
He's like, it's not a spy movie. It's more like Rocky.
When they were in the car.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
And by the way,
I love this music.
And I'm sure there's more meaning to that.
Oh, yeah.
Which I can't wait to talk to you about.
Yeah, exactly.
Interesting that September 11th is on a Sunday because, you know, all of the memorials we're so used to all over
yeah, like,
all these
who
years
cares? Breaking
week.
Bad's on.
Honey.
What?
Honey.
Oh, sorry.
Rude. But anyhow, it looks like we got through September 11th without any issues, which is something I'm happy about.
You coming in? Yeah. Got to get closer to the mic.
Oh, well, here we are. So we will start off with...
Wow. That's how I'd like it.
With
wow.
Wow. I like that. It was a really, really good episode. A lot of killing. I liked it.
And again, it's a great way to start. You just see blood on the ground. Little drops of blood.
Yeah.
The one thing that was prevalent in the episode was the color red.
Yeah.
And then at a certain point, which I'll get into later, and I guess I've kind of become the colorologist of this, but the blood reds were prevalent until one point in the episode.
Gus.
Where we...
Gus shot.
Let me look through my notes. It was...
Because when Gus said yes to the cartel, he had this big red thing.
Yeah, the big red thing in there. Yeah, so it was... sorry, guys.
Okay, you're boring. That's killing air.
Well, I
let
wasn't,
me tell
well,
you.
Listen, well, you're the one who asked this question. I wasn't going to offer it till later in the show, you dummy.
Because you're wearing red. Well, then we'll wait.
No, no, okay, good.
Let me give you my awesome news.
Let's
so, last night I went to the Charlie Sheen roast, and I happened to be sitting at this table, front row, and who comes and sits down with me but Aaron Paul.
Get out!
Now, before he sat down, he was standing like a table away, and I told my friend Rachel, I'm like, I got to talk to him. And I'm like, but I don't want to like attack him. So I'm like, I'm just going to sit in here and let him finish his conversation. Well, lo and behold, he happens to be sitting at my table. And of course, I told him how much I love the show. He was so nice and so thankful that we do this after show and that we care about the show as much as we do. And so I'm awaiting an email. Hopefully we can get him to call in tonight. So if I'm checking my BlackBerry, forgive me, because we really want Aaron to call
in. Come on, Aaron, give us a call.
And I'll tell you later on about our predictions from last week. I said something to him. And,
all right. Yeah.
And it piqued his interest. And I can't tell what it means because obviously he can't say anything to me. But it made me think that we're heading in the right direction, maybe. So hopefully he'll call in. And yeah, great episode. I loved when, you know, obviously Hank's crazy on Gus's path. And I love when he says, someone so clean has got to
be dirty. It's a great
line.
Yeah. Which, by the way, he says it to Walt, who is, you know, so clean right there.
And yet so dirty.
Exactly. Because he thinks Walt is really clean, too.
So what do you make of the... It's more, you know, everything is Vince Gilligan or his writers or both. You don't take any of the writing at face value. None of the lines are taken at face value. They all have a deeper meaning.
It's all subtext, which
is a subtext, which is great. What was the Rocky? Why? We're more like Rocky.
Well, I think Walt is. He's always felt like the underdog.
So I think that's what it is. And I think it's like he, as I've always said, we're going to that direction where Walt is the underdog in this whole thing. And now even Jesse's beating him up.
Yeah.
And if you see the look.
Physically, too.
Yeah.
And when you, indeed, physically. It's what I mean. And when you see when Mike threatens him and says, if you go after one of my guys again,
yeah.
Do you see the look from Walt's face?
Yeah.
It's like he's really at that point where I'm really sick of being pushed around like a chemistry teacher.
Yeah.
You saw it with what he said to Skyler the week before last, where he's like, I am
the knock at the door.
I am the knock at the door. And so he's looking at Mike, and now to get beat up by Jesse, I think we are ready for him to be Rocky. For him to
I think that's what you're gonna see. I mean, and it was interesting. We keep talking about the father son dynamic that they go.
Oh, it's so father son.
And isn't that there's always that time when a young man is growing up where he has to almost physically beat up his father, and sometimes it does come to physical because there's that change that happens, and that's what we see here today.
It's so father and son in the respect that they just can't get on the same page, and you do see both their sides.
Yeah.
In this, they're both taking things the wrong way.
And not listening to each other.
Not listening.
But that's the crazy part to me is when I'm watching Walt get so upset at Jesse, I want to scream at him and say, he's protecting you.
Yeah.
But we don't know now if he is because he spent so much time saying, Mr. White, I can't do it without him, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. But then the scene ends and we don't know where it ended up.
And we never see, Walt never gets to see him making that argument to Gus.
Exactly.
That's the part he never
and I believe
so. There's no trust between the two, but Jesse really has been standing by his guy.
He has.
That's a really tough thing is to go poison this guy.
But from Walt's perspective,
you signed my fate.
Yeah, he went over to
there. As soon as I teach you how to cook, I'm no longer needed. Yeah. I'm a dead man.
But they can't teach him how to cook.
No.
Walt has to teach him how to cook.
That's what he's saying.
But that's why Walt by the way, you guys, and I said this to John, this is Walt's formula. To Walt, this is the cure for cancer, this formula. This is this is whatever. This is the blueprints to
this
the iPad.
Also his lifeline.
But his first look wasn't that because he does not value his life. He doesn't value money. He values
his legacy.
This is his legacy. This is what he got screwed out of in his early career.
Mm-hmm.
So and they kept it in a wide shot, which was interesting. But even in that wide shot, as soon as he said they want me to take your formula and go and teach the cartel, his head just shot right up. Like he wasn't thinking about life or death at that moment, I don't think. I think he was thinking about my formula.
Yeah, well,
is going to be taken away, and then it evolves into we're both dead.
Yeah.
But that's his thing. So for where he's sitting, he thinks I'm getting screwed again. This is my old partners doing it again to me, taking away my formula, mm-hmm. going in like, and
this
I'm going to get screwed again.
Exactly.
No effing way. And obviously, Jesse's like, you bugged me.
Yeah.
So it is. It's just classic of like the father and son. They both love each other, but they can't get on the same page.
Exactly, and the trust is lost.
Even that in line when he was talking to me, he goes, "Can you walk?
Can you walk?"
Yeah, and it's almost like there's this moment where, then get the hell,
out. But
back.
Yeah,
I loved this scene that we're actually seeing right now when he asks him for a cigarette. And
right.
I mean, obviously, I've said this to you before, Kev, but you know, it's such a bonding thing for people. I don't smoke, mm-hmm. but you know, you're usually the one left out and not in the clique if you don't.
Right.
And they all bond on their cigarette
especially
breaks,
on
and
work,
that's what
it's the worst.
Walt's so desperate to know what's going on and to be back in with Jesse because Jesse's had this kind of cold, mm-hmm. quiet front when it comes to Walt and not really letting him in. It's like barrier.
Yeah,
that he resorts to smoking with cancer.
It used to be the two of them against everybody else, and since the wedge has been put in there, it's really been Walt on the outside.
Well, I was wondering if you guys think, you know, when Aaron said, "Don't you have enough cancer?"
Yeah.
Was this a clue to you guys that Walt may have his cancer back?
Oh, because
he
talked
doesn't
about
care.
Last week, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, we mentioned that.
When I saw it, I felt like his cancer's back.
He felt that his cancer's back? I don't know. It wasn't a big enough tell for me. But I don't think it matters one way or another whether his cancer's back or not. I think so much other stuff is going on that even if his cancer wasn't back, he'd still be going down this path because of all the stuff that's happening.
Well, when he walks away and he's like, "We're dead men anyway."
Yeah.
Like either way,
exactly.
It was so ambiguous that I kept thinking like, "Well, I'm dead from cancer, or I'm dead from the cartel,
that's what I'm saying.
Or I'm dead from Gus."
I don't think it matters. Though.
Dead is just written all over my forehead.
Yeah, I think he feels like he's a dead man. I got nothing.
Well, I also loved Skyler was amazing in this episode.
Continues to become more gangster.
Yeah, more gangster. But I love when she calls and she's like, you know, let's start thinking about an exit strategy. Yeah. And I'm thinking, wow, the car wash is doing really, really well. Oh, no. She's just manipulating it all, like just getting deeper and deeper into it. And now,
well, she did mean no, no, she did.
Haunt.
What do you mean? She wanted an exit strategy.
No, she wants the exit strategy,
right.
Of course.
But you mean
I
later on in the episode?
I thought it was legitimately because they were actually making a profit. The car wash. Oh no, she's just been manipulating the paperwork
right.
so that she can make the existing cash fit.
But
in.
She always had to do that anyway.
Yeah, but I actually do think that there is that the car wash is going to do okay. Not that part. What she was doing was obviously cooking the books. But I think she really thinks that we will break even at some point, so you can quit this.
Yeah.
Job.
Right.
That's what she wants. So she's
right.
just laying that in now.
Yeah.
And can I tell you guys, can I bore our Breaking Bad audiences with something? Both you guys, on your mics, the way the mics are tilted, here's the portion of the mic you speak into. Both you guys are going over the mic.
Oh. Yeah.
So just, okay,
I'm gonna push mine forward then, and then I won't go
okay.
over it.
Back to
then
it.
Then let
sorry,
me bore my friends who watch. Make sure you're up a little bit because they can't see your face.
No. If I sit up, never mind. If I tell you why, if I sit up straight, it's not a good thing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So exit strategy.
And remember our listeners.
Right, yes.
And again.
We don't get as many viewers. We get hundreds of thousands of listeners, but.
Okay, back to Breaking Bad.
All right.
Exit strategy.
Of
course, Walt is just like, yeah.
Yeah, he's nonplussed about the whole. Well, he was drinking then too, right? It wasn't even drinking a beer.
I would be too if my name
was
Walter White
in
right
the bed.
Now.
He was so unaffected, disaffected by everything when she was talking to him. I don't think he cared a whit about.
Well,
anything.
He said we're dead men,
but
and I think that's what's going on in his brain.
How interesting, though. You know, Walt's past continues to haunt him and his past decisions, and now Skylar's past is coming to haunt her a little bit.
Sure.
With this, you know, impending audit on her old boss.
I love they brought him back. That's
and
great.
She has to resort to. Funny business and lying and so forth
and the amazing
to protect
thing is,
her current situation.
And she's amazing at it.
She's amazing at it.
Amazing.
I mean, the whore outfit to come in and play totally dumb.
Yeah. To use Quicken.
Yeah.
And so, but here's my question, like, as I was watching it, is that plausible? Would that really happen? Because I can't imagine
if they get
that
their
situation really working.
If they get their money back, they want the money, especially now with the recession. They want.
That's
what
she said. Look, pay them, make a deal, pay them, because if they don't get their money, then it's all going
to
come.
Well, obviously, she is now going to give him the money. How does she give him the money and shut him up? I mean,
she's going to carry off that whole thing about Walt being in the gambling, and that's how they have this windfall.
It's a minor hurdle at this point, which she's
plus
overcome.
You know, we'll take something out on the car wash. She's going to say something.
That's a lot of money for someone to just give to their old boss.
Well,
that's going to
keep her out of jail.
You're going to create a payment plan with the IRS anyways. They're not, you know, so there's going to be some sort of structured deal that she's going to try to create.
But here's the thing. If he's already sold off all his assets and he's driving that car, then how does he come up with
this money? I think John's right.
Money?
You pull it out of the car wash.
You do something.
Yeah.
And he, I don't think the IRS is going to, I don't know if they're going to dig too far into where he got the money.
Why?
Why would they? Why would they care?
Why wouldn't
they? If he went to, he said, look, I got it from a friend. I don't know.
I
think this is just going to be the lie that begets another lie that begets more trouble.
I don't think so. I think it'll be gone.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think they can pull it out of the car wash, and it looks like the two of them are sleeping together. I mean, like, from the IRS perspective, it looks like this is his mistress.
Really going to dig into it, they're going to want to know where all that money
came. That's a lot of money.
If you gave him all the lump sum at once, but if you have a structured plan, which is what they probably do, that's what they usually do in those cases, you only have to come up with X amount a month, which would be much easier to handle, much easier to explain away.
Got it.
So.
Interesting.
Yeah, I think she's going to get over that. I think that hurdle is going to get over. But what it does is it's just another step down into hell.
Right. And brings him back, too. So there's that element. Because you know Walt's going to find out about that guy being back in her life.
And he's going to misinterpret it as, you're sleeping with your old boss again.
Right.
So it's going to continue to.
Exactly.
Oh, well, but all the stuff
just
will be
another little straw. Just waiting for the final one.
The show just packs it in. Yeah. I love it.
Keep putting pressure on.
Now, what about Aaron, Paul, or, you know, Jesse. Obviously. Jesse and Mike cleaning everything up, trying to spot check everything so that when Hank does show up, because obviously Walt tips him off.
Right.
They
cleaning that whole warehouse.
But again, how amazing is Jesse? Like, making sure he casts the shadow of doubt mm-hmm. into Mike's eyes and his mind, just in case they're considering killing Hank.
Yeah.
Right.
Which does Jesse killing care Walt. About oh, yeah, killing Hank? Because yeah. Hank wanted to get rid of him anyway.
Exactly.
But he knows how much it'll affect Walt.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And once again, going to bat for Walt. Walt doesn't get to see that part of it. He only gets to see all the other
right.
stuff.
Crazy.
End of the day, they're still going to back each other up.
Yeah, and I like the way they ended that scene. So is it going to bother you if I kill him? And Jesse says, who cares what I think?
Right.
No, but what a great answer mm-hmm. because you can't let them know that you care.
Right.
Because then it's like, oh, we can't trust him, mm-hmm. which is what they've been kind of playing Jesse with, is that he's this like solid character and he's trustworthy and they like him. And they see something different in him, and he's obviously special and more special than Walt.
That's what they're playing, yeah.
But how great that he said that and protects him without, you know, saying too much.
And just when I think, you know, Mike is going to eventually get a comeuppance of sorts, you see Mike do something like save Jesse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you're like, you know, he's such a great character. That I don't know.
Which is the best kind of character.
It is the best kind. But when I saw him threaten Walt, and when Walt gives that look, I am telling you, Walt is, he's ready to come up in the 15th round like Rocky.
But did you guys think that when Mike said to Walt, get two barrels, if you ever call the cops on one of my guys again, get two barrels, do you think that that was a sign to Hank that maybe they are not intending on killing him?
Assigned to Hank?
I mean, to Walt.
That they aren't intending on killing
Because if
him.
I was Walt in that moment, and he says, if you call the cops on my guy again, get two barrels. Right. To me, that means, obviously, I'm going to kill you if you do it again. Don't do it.
Yeah. Right.
But I would think, as Walt, that maybe they're not intending on killing me.
Well, they're going to say that anyway. They're never going to say to his face, we're going to kill you. So, of course, they're going to just... You know, I didn't take it like that at all.
I kind of did.
No, because they're never gonna say to him, we're going to kill you. They want him to think. They're going to do everything they can to make him think that he's going to stay alive. It's just that take one more step and we will kill you.
Yeah.
Because they want him to cook for them. So I don't think it's that. I think he just directly threatened him. Yeah. You better get two barrels. And I just, again, my thing was more the look from Walt. It's like, I'm really getting tired of this.
Yeah.
You know, I created this formula.
Yeah.
I'm, you know, well, I should be treated like the genius that I am. I'm Steve Jobs here.
Exactly. That's the thing that killed me is that they seem to forget who's got the power in this. I mean, Walt.
Well, don't you already say, Maria, like because he does have the power and they're all insecure that they do have to do this to him?
Say it again.
You know, the way he, say what you were going to say, John.
I was going to say that they forget who has the power in this. Walt kind of has the power in this.
Yeah.
Because if he doesn't cook, I mean, nobody makes money. They'll find another cook, of course.
But don't you think he's worried that Jesse can produce?
I don't think Walt's worried about it. I think Walt.
What I'm saying is when someone has the power, that's when you're the most threatening to them. I mean, that's when you threaten. That's when you scream at somebody, right?
Exactly,
somebody
exactly.
So that's why they.
It's like when executives will scream at you and they're like, bah! And you're like, if you didn't care, you wouldn't be screaming.
Right. if you didn't have the power. Right?
Yeah.
Over them.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, no, he's...
But they have to figure out a way to get the power from him, and that's what they're trying to do with Jesse, maybe. Mm-hmm. Because I don't think Gus's intentions are pure in saying, oh, we want to send you, Jesse, down to Mexico, and that has nothing to do with
Wouldn't
Walt.
Wouldn't that be interesting if that he was really trying to protect everyone? He just wanted to keep the cooking going. Goes, and then he.
I think, to a degree, I think it's bigger than Walter right now. I think it is.
Oh,
it's a cartel
bigger.
War.
You're right.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I feel like... This guy is
Walt's
like
not number one on the kill list.
This
right
guy's
now.
The master chess player, meaning he's if there's anyone who can make one move to knock out five people and figure out the win, it's Gus.
Yeah.
So I think he knows by taking it just makes so much sense. Take Jesse down there, but make more of a division between him and Walt. And once this formula is passed on, guess what? It's even more. Reason to either knock off Walt or keep Walt fearful. The only problem in the chess game is do you really want to continue? I mean, they're really underestimating Walt. Do you really want to continue to antagonize Walt? Because what stops Walt? Now, Gus doesn't know Walt like we know Walt, but what stops Walt? If I knew Walt like we do as an audience, if I were Gus, I would ask myself, wait, this formula is the most important thing to this guy, not the money, right. not the. So what's going to stop him from going to Hank and saying, you know what, relocate me and my family, and here's all the info, go get them. I mean, you really got to be careful if Gus is not thinking this through. Yeah. You know, well, I don't think I think he's underestimating Walt, is what I'm saying.
Well, I think everybody is. And one of the reasons why is all this stuff happens, and you don't get enough pushback from Walt to know that you can't push that far. They just keep pushing him. Because when has he done anything to make the stop?
Right.
He hasn't done anything yet.
Wait, not I just really. Had a theory.
What's that?
What if Walt, the master spin artist, later tells Hank that he infiltrated this whole thing through Gail Bettecker? When Gail died, he found a way in so that he could get all this information to Hank someday.
I mean, it would be such a stretch that he'd go that far on a limb for it.
But you know, Hank would never believe that Walt would ever be doing this for any other reason, right? Oh. Well, then he would come up with the whole
money
argument.
The good news is he's got Skyler on his side. If there's anyone who can figure out a way to spin a life.
Right?
I mean, again, and just the writing is just fantastic, because when her old boss says to her, you're a cashier at a car wash.
Yeah.
And then cut to... after she's done completely saving his ass and pulling off a miracle, she just looks at him and goes, I'm a cashier. They're not going to suspect me. I'm a cashier at a car wash. Or no, it wasn't that. It was she told the agent.
The IRS.
She told the IRS agent. She said.
See, and I would have been such a nerd in that moment. I would have been like, oh, yes, I'm at this car wash I own.
No, but she's gangster. She was meant for greater things, too. I've said this from the beginning. Walt was meant for greater things. He didn't get it. Now he's going to take it.
Yeah,
and by the way, that's why I think this show just speaks to so many people. That's why I believe it is well written. It's well shot. It's the best shot, the best written, and the best acted. But I think
the reason why it resonates.
Yes, it's because everyone. That's just touching on what I think most Americans feel is that.
Well, that is America at the moment.
I mean, right at the moment, as I've been slighted by the man, the corporation,
the whatever
life.
Yeah.
You know. I poured my heart and soul out, and at the end of the day, I got a handicapped kid, you know, a wife who's on eBay who can't even give me a hand job on my birthday, and a new baby coming, and I have to get a second job at a car wash, and I'm a chemistry teacher. When people that I was smarter than,
yeah, exactly,
are in my profession, in the chemistry profession or the chemical profession, making billions of dollars, and I've just had enough. And I think this is why this speaks to everybody. But what's interesting is that we're seeing that now with Skylar, is that she could have done more with her life clearly by seeing what she's pulling off. So it'll be interesting to see when Junior starts, he brings his game up.
Okay.
And what do you guys think about her saying, now let's get him a car? I think that's, again, her sliding more over to Walt, to Walt's way, to the gangster way.
Really? Why? Just to get him the car, you thought?
Because it's still only 5 years old, right. Airbags, all that. Yes, all that it's the responsible stuff. But I don't know. Remember she said, I'm going to look like the bitch mom when I return it and all that. But I think for her to bring it up again, I mean, it's not like they got into the convenience of it, of like, listen, I can't drive him around anymore because I'm too busy at the car wash. And then I would get that. She didn't bring up any of that. I feel like, in a sense, it's her getting more into Walt's, another step down into her dissension. Because
what's the dissension, though?
Because she was like the good mom who was like, no car, no nothing. You know, she's like, I'm the bitch mom.
But really, it was about that car.
Yeah.
And trying to keep
the story. It was flashy, and it was too loud.
But what I think they're smarter writers, why would you bring it up in that moment?
I think that she's got her hands full. She doesn't need to be driving him around.
I know, but I think they would have said that, Maria.
I think that's obvious.
I think this show's too smart. I think I personally think it's a show that, again, she's going more into Walt's way of life. Now, not all the way to get the Challenger or the Charger, whatever it was, but enough. Challenger, but enough to say, here I go. And then we see her completely dupe. I mean, there's not many authorities on this planet worse than an IRS agent. Did you see 80%?
They can tap your phones. They can do all kinds of things.
It's not widely known that they just ignore the law. I mean, the IRS does whatever they want. And she goes in and handles them. I mean, they're almost worse than the cartel. And this lady goes and handles them.
That's why maybe she'll handle the cartel later.
Well, I think, again, it's just, I think she's getting more, she's showing us that there's more to her. But it's also, I think she's showing us that she's on the Walt.
He's sidestepping into the Walt world.
She's going, yeah, because, you know, she had a shot in or out, Skylar, mm-hmm. when she found out about all the money. And you know what? She stayed in. So that's why I see it. I was, you know, and earlier on I talked about the color. The last time we see the dead body of this one of the Mike
workers.
Henchmen who gets shot, and it's that overhead shot.
Wait, in the
it's just
the
his
laundry
head,
cart.
His head popping up
yeah.
out of
in
all
the
sheets,
cart, yeah.
and you see the red floor, and then from that moment on, no more color.
Was the Gus scene after the Gus scene was after that, and there was
no
red.
No Gus was previous Maria. So then after that,
not
it's just something
previous to the kill.
Yeah, it was previous to no that the not the kill. The kill happened, Maria, and then
except for the fight at the end, that's the only other time that I remember.
You see the red blood.
Yeah.
So it's just interesting.
Yeah.
And again, I don't know why. But even when they did a tracking shot of all the cars outside of the plant where he takes the only red you see is
Jesse's
car and a bit of it. All the other cars are grays. Whites, light blues, and then of course, is it a powder blue Oldsmobile? And by the way, I'm buying that car. I've decided I'm gonna go buy that car. I gotta go find one online and buy that.
Why?
Because it's amazing, and I love Walter. It's such a rare car.
Which car?
Walt's like
car.
Minivan.
Oh, yeah.
It's so original. It's amazing. I'm so gonna find that one. And if I can't find the car, if I even find that color, it's gonna be.
Yeah.
I feel like it's gonna be tough.
Goodness.
But the color goes out for some reason, and I don't know why. And I don't know if this is because this is now a complete shift in the series, if Walter has, if this is it, if he's going to now spin and take another step. I don't know.
I think that I wasn't with you until you just said that, because when I was talking to Aaron Paul yesterday, I said, you know, one of our callers called in and suspected that Gus was gay, and maybe that's what he sees in Jesse, and he kind of looked at me, and he had this, like, piqued interest, and then he goes, there's a huge twist in the next episode.
Meaning the one we just saw?
The next one.
And I compliment.
And so maybe Kevin's right. Maybe there is a big shift.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know that if you guys watch the show again, you're going to see the color just goes out. They saturate. And having sat, you know, John, as we mm-hmm. talked about, we sat in just this major color session with this genius colorist for Serial Buddies, our film. And, man, did we learn a lot about the process. And I've always watched it on the show, but from a production design standpoint, not necessarily from what they're doing in post-production for color, but they brought the colors out after that scene. Mm. And it just said, I'm like, why? Anyway, I don't have the answer necessarily why, but I just thought it was interesting to note that they did. The other thing that I've been seeing every week is these light circles.
Jesse's apartment,
but also I've seen them in offices, and when they were rolling out the body
mm-hmm.
In the laundry cart, in the background, you could see the elevator shaft
elevator.
Lit up with these circles. John, what are the circles? Is it the circles into hell? Like, what are those circles?
Well, I don't
spotlights.
Know.
Spotlights.
I mean,
it's a spotlight
it's a
on something.
Light. But I don't know. I don't know what they're.
It's got to mean something.
Telling something.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a spotlight on, you know, what's going on. I don't know. This again, it's a Vince Gilligan question.
What was happening in every scene that you saw spotlights? We saw spotlights today, and they fought, and it got bloody.
Or just a moment of truth. I don't know, but I've been seeing them. I'll start watching them more. I had been seeing them in earlier weeks, and I didn't make anything of it. Now it's like, no, it definitely means something.
You know, the one thing I forgot to bring up when we talked about when Mike. Said to Jesse, you know, if something happened to the man, would you be upset?
Right.
It was, again, very ambiguous, but, like, who was he talking about? Walt or Hank? We didn't talk about that.
Mm-mm.
Right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we didn't, but.
There's the scene.
We have
By the way,
here comes the Terminator.
Okay, just for people listening, we're thinking of when Gus walks out.
He does his Terminator.
And challenges the sniper.
Kill me.
Just
arms
amazing.
Arms up.
Amazing.
I love this. It was the greatest scene.
You see his face right in the crosshairs, and even the shooter looks up and just pulls his gun away.
Because you can't kill the boss. they still need him in a weird way.
Yeah, well, yeah, they want him. They need his distribution.
Well, and it was great that they explained that. When I saw that, I said to John, I said, okay, if they're not shooting him, then he's got something clearly that they can't be without. And then, of course, Mike explains it to Jesse why. But great seeing just Gus just be a badass.
That was amazing.
I have to say.
But the scene in his office when he's talking to the cartel or whoever he's talking, he says, you know, my answer is
yes.
Yes. He looked nervous. He looked worried. And even with with Jesse in their meeting at his house, there was, he's concerned, obviously. What do you guys think is going to happen? And what do you think he asked Jesse in that those moments following that we didn't get to see?
I think it's because Jesse seems like a straight shooter with Walt. I think Jesse recapped it. He said, we got to go teach them. I need you to go down and teach the car. I need you to stop a drug war. I need you to go down there and teach them.
Yeah, but speaking to your point earlier, that seems such an obvious yarn that was spun. You know, like, is he still trying to pretend? I mean, because it is the obvious thing. Okay, you have Walt teach you how to cook so that you can go down there and do this. But once we know that you can cook, we can get rid of Walt.
Exactly. And Jesse wouldn't agree to that. He would have never agreed to that. So somehow something happened. I mean, unless he bamboozled Jesse into believing we would never kill Walt.
How did he convince him of that?
You're going to work at two different facilities.
Jesse laid it out before before Gus told him all
that. Yeah, that was brave, too, by the way.
Wait, so you think that something else went on in the meeting that we don't know about other than
the recap?
Yeah, because
why would Jesse just go? I mean, he just laid it out in front of Gus, like, this is what you want? You think you're trying to bring me in here?
Quite courageously.
All this other stuff?
Well, I don't know, because I would buy, because at least I would buy where Gus was coming from. I would buy, there's going to be a drug war. We need you to stop it.
But here's the thing, why send Jesse? What is Jesse? Look, if anybody can learn,
can bring down
trust
Walt,
Jesse, because as they said.
Okay, because I think that
Walt's a bit of a loose cannon.
And also, guys, Walt, and like this, Gus probably does know Walt in this regard. Do you really want to expose Gus to the cartel?
No.
You can expose Jesse to the cartel because Jesse's just gonna
exactly. But
just show you how to cook and leave. Whereas Walt could
have picked anybody.
Else knows how to cook though?
Well, the guy I forgot his name. The guy who took over for Victor. You could have sent any of your guys. If all it takes is you to learn how to cook this, he could have sent anybody.
No, I think you need a real chemist.
But he's not a real chemist.
Who's that?
Here's the thing. There's no threat to sending Jesse down there. If you send Walt, he's watched Walt over all this time. Hold on, let me finish. And what he's seen of Walt is Walt's really smart. The fact that he became Heisenberg and the fact that he's done what he's done.
John's making a different point. Part of my point is there's a reason. Obviously, he doesn't want to send Walt for many reasons. But my point is he can't send Walt, but he just needs to send Jesse. He wants to send Jesse because Jesse just learned how to cook. You can't do it on your own. So, okay, you need to get Walt to teach you how. That's basically what happened at the dinner between Gus and Jesse. Because he asks him, can you cook without him? And clearly he can't, because then in the next scene he's saying, look, if you can teach me how to cook, I can go down. So clearly he can't cook without him.
Right.
But my point is, if it's just a matter of teaching somebody, he could have used anybody in his
arsenal,
Gus could have used anybody.
Yeah, he could teach
somebody. He specifically chose
Jesse
for a reason. And I don't think we know specifically what that reason is just yet. That's my point.
Because
he could have used anybody.
You know, I forgot that Jesse owned up to the fact he didn't know how to cook yet.
Yeah.
So you're right. So I don't know.
But he specifically chose
a reason.
For a reason.
Maybe because he likes him and he wants to take him down to Mexico.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I don't think that's the reason why.
They're going to Cabo.
No,
he doesn't
right.
know it yet.
You're right. Why him? That's really interesting. Why Jesse? You're right.
Well, it's been why Jesse for the last couple weeks.
Because I thought he did have the knowledge already, John. And so now to realize he doesn't.
No.
Yeah, why Jesse? Why is he bringing...
Because here's the thing, if you wanted to send somebody you really trusted, you'd send the guy that took over for Victor.
Wait.
Learn how to do this and I'll send you down.
If he doesn't know how to do it, then he is more disposable help than Walt. You can't lose Walt because then you lose your chip with the cartel.
Not for a second do I think he ever wanted to send Walt.
Yeah.
I don't think, I'm not suggesting
but
that.
But why
at all.
Jesse? Yeah.
Why Jesse? Why not your other guy who you know you can trust more than you can
trust
Jesse?
So maybe, did he expect Jesse to go and tell Walt?
There's a reason why he asked Jesse specifically because he wants that. He knows those two are going to talk, and he knows he's going to say, hey, look, you teach me how to cook. And I'm thinking, okay, he's the chess player. He knows that Walt's going to go, if I teach you how to cook, I'm a dead man.
Let me ask you guys this. Okay, let me ask you guys this. Could...
Does he wanted to, he just wanted that fight to occur? What,
could
I mean,
Gus could Gus exist without the cartel?
Yeah, well, he has.
So could it be that it's time for Walt to get Hank on the cartel and not on the Chicken Man?
Wait,
not
is it
on
time
Gus.
For Walt to get on the cartel and
is
not
he
the
thinking
Chicken
that maybe if he can use Jesse
yeah.
now to convey this to Walt, to have Walt conclude, well, geez, we got to, what if I get Hank on the cartel?
Oh, yeah, put Hank on the cartel's trail?
And yeah, leave him alone or get away from
could
him.
Could be. I don't know. That's a good question.
How does
know.
Jesse accomplish that?
By going down there, he's going to see the place. He's going to know what's going on, you know. And by the way, Walt now feels he's a dead man. Jesse knows how to cook, so I'm dead. I'm now totally dead, you know.
Maybe what this did, because when you said, John, maybe he just wanted them to go fight. Mm-hmm. The whole, up until now, every episode, mm-hmm. this has been drawing, like, creating a divide.
A bigger and bigger wedge. That's yeah. what I think he, that's why I think he did that with Jesse.
Yeah.
He knew. He Jesse
wants
would
a
go
big,
back to Walt
bigger
and
wedge.
Go, hey, you need to teach because we can cure this whole cartel thing.
Look at that look.
And I think this is all Gus doing more chess play.
I kind of think so, too.
So that he would go in there, and then that Walt would be pissed off beyond belief. You're going to take my formula?
Yeah.
And as soon as I give it to you, I've got nothing. There are no cards for me to play. I'm dispensable now. The only reason why I'm still alive is because I can cook and nobody else can do what I do.
Right.
If I teach you... I'm not needed.
Can I ask you guys a question? I don't remember what the cartel wanted deal-wise.
His distribution. They want Gus's distribution. He has distribution set up all over the south, the southwest.
They want half.
They want half of the money
half the
from
money.
All of that.
Yeah. And they want the formula.
So,
which, by the way, we haven't thought that out.
That's yeah. what I'm saying.
They get the formula. They get half distribution. It's just a matter of time before they take him out,
yeah,
too, right?
Exactly.
And is he going to send Jess down there to give them a bad formula? I mean, I don't know. I don't know.
I think that he said yes for a reason, and it wasn't because he saw yeah. a guy's head blow off today.
No, I think
he said yes because Hank's hot on his trail, and he's trying to get Hank to catch them because he can't get rid of them. Yeah. He needs someone else to get rid of them.
I think he's setting up the cartel. I don't know if it's Hank or not, but I think he's setting some fashion, he's either delay tactics so he can put something else in together, or he's doing it to set the cartel up in some fashion.
Absolutely, 100%. He needs someone else to take them out. And if Hank doesn't take the cartel out, the cartel's going to take Hank out, which is good either way.
Yeah, he's all right with that.
Right?
Yeah, he doesn't mind. I mean, one way or another, they're going to...
Love this show.
So...
Love.
That was an
incredibly
powerful scene. I'm sorry, but just the idea of Gus. I did not see that coming. Gus, you know, because they shot it from the inside the warehouse, and you just saw that little tiny door opening, and you see that figure, which ended up being Gus, and he's just standing there in silhouette, and then just charge. I did not see that coming at all. I thought yeah. that was a great, great scene.
When he walked to the sniper.
He just walked through the sniper, and the bullets are just, you know, popping
Lying.
Up around him. Amazing.
All right, we're going to go to commercial break because we, of course, were too excited and never went to one. And we'll come back and we'll do predictions.
Okay.
About Janice is a drama queen.
This is the divide that is going to carry the series.
Give us a call. 424-256-1729. 424-256-1729.
It's television, and they want it to be as dramatic as possible.
I mean, it's Shakespearean.
You never know what goes on behind closed doors.
Find out why AfterBuzz TV is the number one source for after-show content.
Now, in the eyes of Jimmy, Nucky is a villain.
424-256-1729.
424-256-1729.
I mean, who would you guys rather hear that from? Your husband or your best friend?
The wig
won't come out.
When the TV show is over, get your AfterBuzz on.
Oh, I love this
I
song.
Know.
I can't wait.
I had a
I can't wait
out.
To get one of those Oldsmobiles. John, would you get one if
you
I get one?
We're not getting an Oldsmobile.
John, club. Why don't we get
Let's
rid
get
of your
club.
Car and you drive
oh
that?
God.
Would you
okay.
drive it or not?
Oh, yeah, to get rid of mine? Sure, why not?
No, but also, would you drive that, though?
Yeah, why not?
Just so you could be
it's
Walt?
A great car.
Yeah, isn't it amazing? So why are you giving me a hard time?
Because we have enough cars.
No, I'm getting that.
Yeah,
I'm getting that.
Just trade one in.
Hey, Jess, can you have Ben find out what year that car is and what model?
God.
Please.
Let's get Ben on that.
And then
Jesse, can you make sure you don't do that?
It's Maria. Please put Ben on that, and then tell Ben to go to eBay or Craigslist.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
See how much we can get those for.
And I don't know why I'm saying this on the air, because now I'm going to get in a bidding war, because someone else is going to realize what an awesome idea it is.
Totally ruined it. Right. Jesse, do we have any Breaking Bad news?
We sure enough show news.
Nice.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so it seemed early August that Breaking Bad actor Bryan Cranston was back on track for total Hollywood domination as he added yet another role in Paramount's adaptation of World War Z. Cranston was negotiating to play an unspecified role that was described as small but flashy. As great as Cranston's casting sounded, it is unfortunately not to be. While doing press for the current season of Breaking Bad, Cranston revealed to Film School Rejects that he would not be joining the highly anticipated adaptation. When he was asked what it was like to work with World War Z director Mark Forster, Brian said, quote, "I didn't work with Mark. I was supposed to, but scheduling got in the way, so I was not able to."
I don't know much about that franchise, Jesse. Do you?
I don't know anything about
it. I don't, but it looks as if the British filmmaker Tony Kaye is finally set for a breakthrough since his re-editing of American History X with the announcement this week that Tribeca Film has acquired the U.S. rights to his latest project, Detachment. Described as a vivid ensemble drama, Detachment features a stellar cast of acting talent, including Adrian Brody, James Caan, and Breaking Bad's very own Bryan Cranston. So nice. He lost a role, but he picked one up.
Wow.
We like
guys,
that.
Look at
keep
the lack of color.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And speaking of film festival, Kevin and Maria.
Oh, yeah.
And John.
And
John.
John, what do you guys have coming up in September?
I
believe something.
Don't know what you mean.
BostonFilmFestival.org. We can check out a little movie called Cereal Buddies.
Yeah.
Well,
our baby Cereal Buddies was accepted to the Boston Film Festival, and we're giving a sneak preview on September 20th.
Just
I think
one
it is.
Showing in and out real fast. John, Marie, and I will be there, along with Paul Ashton, who's in the movie, starred in the movie, and I think we might get, maybe Kathy Lee will make the trek, but late. That's the only problem. It's
remind
late.
Me to check in with her. It's late because she has her show the next morning early.
Right.
So,
but it should be fun going home and seeing all the people who worked. Some of the people who worked on it from are back there. So, and all, of course, all of our family and friends.
Very exciting.
Including your, Jess, your parents going to come up?
I believe so. I got a couple people heading up there.
Nice.
Very nice. If you're in the Boston area and you want to come check out our film, we should do a giveaway, a ticket giveaway.
Ooh. But it was BostonFilmFest.org. You guys can check out the time, the dates.
Exactly.
The movie.
And buy tickets, and buy them fast because I think they're going pretty fast.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Oh. All right, well, that's your AfterBuzz TV news and gossip for Breaking Bad, the week of September 11, 2011.
Thank you, Jesse. Yes. We're going to go right into predictions.
We always do this. We get into predictions. We never even talked about the dinner meeting with Gus and
Jess. We did skip over the dinner meeting,
we? We barely talked about the fight between the two guys.
Well, we did talk a little bit about
touched
what
on the
went
fight.
On the dinner meeting.
We touched on it.
I think we I mean, other than the fact that, you know, Jesse went in with the intention to kill him and didn't, you know, for one reason or another.
Because I'd be scared too.
No, and he couldn't. Yeah. They were both going to eat the soup. It made sense.
Yeah. They made it nice and ambiguous enough.
I don't feel like he's double dealing Walt at all. I don't feel like Walt is necessarily double dealing him. It's just they can't get on the same page.
Yeah.
And
but John, during this scene, we were sitting next to each other, and he's like, "I think Gus is gay." He's like, "Look at how tidy and what were your?" You said some
he's
other things.
So neat. He's so thin, and everything. So
he fits the stereotype.
Yeah, exactly. He does fit jazz.
He does fit the stereotype.
Exactly.
He likes jazz.
Yeah, something like that.
Jesse, is that is that something that you know?
I wrote down background music of their
yeah,
and a great line from Jesse that. Again, loaded with subtext. What am I doing here?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He asked him in the dinner, what am I doing here? Of course, on the surface, it's, why am I sitting here? But in the bigger sense of, what am I doing here?
Himself.
How am I in this position?
Exactly.
Yeah. How did it come to this? You know, I used to just sell weed with my friends.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know?
Like, yeah. Just a couple of years ago, I was doing fine.
Yeah. And what am I doing here?
I got involved with Walter White.
And again,
I never would have met the
guy. And again, you know, we've just coming back to my original point. You see the colors? You guys are like, it's much darker, much grayer. You don't see many of the colors popping. And
look at the color they're doing here. So much more of Jesse's in darkness here than Gus.
Creepy.
Much more light on Gus.
Okay, so what are your predictions for next week?
Okay, predictions.
Do we think that Jesse is going to reunite with Walt in some way, or is he going to go against him?
I don't think they'll reunite.
Not next week.
But they won't be going against each other just yet. Clearly, from the preview, he's going to be going down to Mexico for whatever reason, and we're going to get some of the story there. I think we're going to get we won't get the whole picture because they never really reveal the whole picture. They just give you – they're really good at being stingy. So we're going to find out what the part of the puzzle is about why he sent Jesse, I think. But I don't think we're going to get the whole thing.
The frustrating thing, you guys, is that we're watching – it's 12 episodes, correct?
I think there are 13 in this
13 season. Episodes. We're watching the most amazing 13-hour movie.
Absolutely.
And it's just so – it's like, oh, my God. So we have like – because we have 4 episodes left – you're going to see more incredible twists and turns, but we're not going to see Hulk Hogan kick out. We're not going to see Rocky win the belt. We're going to wait like before I think Walt really spins this around, and I do feel he will. We're many episodes away from
it's brutal.
But I think
we're going to have to start seeing pieces of that Heisenberg come to be.
You're seeing it. I tell you, if you guys watch this again, you have to see the look when Mike threatens him. He doesn't take his eyes off Mike. Now, Mike's beating him up. He's been Mike's bitch, okay? And even with Jesse, he loses this fight. But it's the first time we actually see him fight back and throw punches. Like, he's been this, like, nebbish, at least with the physicality of this, he's been the nebbish chemistry teacher, always like, becoming into this almost, you know, very weak figure.
It's always been, it's either, you know, any kind of violence has been with the car, or it's kind of been... it hasn't been hand to hand in any way. He hasn't forced anything, or he's gotten somebody else to do something.
Or he gets
for him.
Scared, or he cringes. Even when he was going to get shot, please don't shoot me. You know that first, last episode, last year, he cringed. This time he's looking at him, and he didn't take his eyes off him. You do that to one of my guys again, and it'll be two barrels. Walt does not take his eyes off him. He's just looking him right in the eye, and that's what you do when you're fighting
Maybe
somebody.
Maybe it's the next episode.
Well, I
can't
don't
wait for.
I don't think it's. I think no. I don't think it's next one. I think it's coming. He's just like he's had just about enough.
I agree.
And what makes it interesting is, you know, it's by seeing how Gus last week by learning about his life and his partner being killed and the way Gus reacted, we see that there are villains. Bigger than Gus, more hateable than Gus.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm just in between that and Esposito's acting. I wonder, I said this last week, but I thought that he was going to get his comeuppance this season, but now I'm not so sure. I don't know if there's not a bigger target that's going to get it. And not
I
him.
Wonder if
I don't
they don't
know.
All really kind of unite as a family in these unsteady alliances of
I still,
sort to fight
maybe,
the enemy.
And then the next couple seasons are going to be, you know, Walt eventually taking them down. But I just feel like...
There isn't a couple seasons.
There's, what, one more after this, Marie? I thought two.
I think the
we
way it was explained to me is that they're going to do maybe 16 episodes and split it into two seasons.
Oh, like they did with The Sopranos.
I think that's
going to
happen.
Why did they do that to us?
Yeah.
The Sopranos was so anticlimactic.
It was so successful when they did it. Why not try it?
But so
but
brutal to
it
fans.
It was refreshing to hear. I mean, obviously, they haven't done that many seasons, but to hear Aaron last night when I asked him, I go, are you sad? And he goes, absolutely. He's like, we're a family.
Yeah.
You know, and he's getting to play such a great character. You know, sometimes you hear these actors are like, I'm so glad to move on. But, you know, he even said, you know, living in Albuquerque was great. It was a quick flight back to L.A. If he had a long weekend, he would make him back. So.
Think, as an actor, how much they've given him to play.
Yeah. I know.
He's going to have quite a tough time. It's, He'll be okay.
How do you find a role like this again?
Because, well, to also, John, to get out of that stereotype. Yeah. Because Walt has proven, we saw him on Malcolm in the Middle, Bryan Cranston. We see him be able to do so many different things with the goatee, the shaved head, then the hair and the he can be handsome, he can be the chemistry. I mean, he's proven he can do a lot of different things. But Aaron, we're always gonna see him as this Little drug dealing gangster from Arizona. But so even he's Wigger type. He's got to get away from that.
He does. But even in this, you've seen him be that would you call him the Wigger type?
Yeah. Sorry.
But no, you've seen that. But then there are those other moments and those quieter moments and those more thought provoking.
Oh,
moments.
No.
So you can see that he has range. So that you.
No, John, you missed my point. He's in everyone on the show. The acting is unreal. He's an amazing actor. The problem is like. He's going to have to find those roles that keep him away from that.
My point was anybody who's watched this at all will realize this guy's got a good range. He can play all kinds of that's my point. Anybody who's paying attention will see
I feel like most of them aren't.
No, I agree with you. Most of them
they're
aren't.
Well, you know what
it
is? It's not that they're not smart. It's just that they're not as over the rainbow. And what I mean by that is.
You meaning the executives?
The executives. I'm sure they realize he can do it. It's just they, again, like you just said about The Sopranos, right? They were really smart. They did these 16 episodes. We as fans were like, they did those 8 episodes. We as fans like, we as fans hating that, but they know how to turn a buck. And it kind of goes the other way where we can make a buck off of him playing this role over and over again. Make Gandolfini the heavy. We'll always make money. Right. Try to make him a nerd. Probably not going to make as much. Who cares? So it's like tough for him, but if he's going to keep fighting, and his agents and his people and his managers, he's going to keep fighting for those roles that he can. He'll play a yuppie. He can play, you know, he can do a lot of what we see Chris Evans, your friend Chris Evans doing now, Maria doing, you know. But I think out of all of them, he's going to have the biggest challenge. There's no question he can't handle it, but this is what we know from your career, Amir, and from you know your friend's careers, he's going to manage this. Yeah. He's going to really go out and find those roles and really push his people.
These roles are not easy to come by either.
Well, I don't mean roles like this, Amir. I mean roles.
No, good roles. Different I'm roles, saying quality roles.
But also that's different for him.
Yeah.
Like he can really morph into something different. Because as you said, I asked you last time, Amir, does he sound, does Aaron sound like Jesse Pinkman? Aaron Paul. And you said, yes.
Yeah,
you say he turns it on a little more?
He has a different, a slower cadence on the show. He's created a persona for Jesse that's different than himself, but, you know.
Similar. So that being the case, he's got more work than to do it. It's more of a business decision. Creatively, I think he can handle it, but business-wise, I feel he's going to have to fight.
Any other predictions?
Well, for next week specifically, we're going to see The Cartel.
Yay!
And I mean, I'm just.
We're going to Mexico. It's like the real world. And they're like, you're going out.
It
it's like, yeah!
And our next location, Mexico! Yeah, I'm excited. And I mean, your guess is as good as mine. It almost seems like.
That's
do you think next week
down.
We're going to be Walter free? Or very low on Walter?
No,
they
should
Walter.
But you know what? Walter could start like setting the seeds for. What he's going to do when he turns Heisenberg, because he's going to be kind of alone down there, right?
And by the way, what do we know of the people that have been able... I just know the people who have been able to terrorize me in my life. It's always the people with nothing going on.
Yep.
They're losers. They're not successful. They're in their apartments on their computers.
Yes.
And they have nothing but time where, you know, people like myself and John and you, we're working 2, 3, 4, 5 jobs. You know, we don't have time to mess with other people. And... it's going to be interesting now. You're right. They're gone. He's going to have nothing but time.
He can set up
and
traps. He can do so many things in
I
there.
I mean, they'll have their guys watching him, but they're not going to have Mike. They're not going to have Super Cop watching him. Mm-mm. And Walt can outsmart
like
the
I
other
said,
henchmen.
He could go to Hank and turn this all around and say, I didn't want to bring you in. But
he very well could.
And he could bug
easily,
it for him.
He could
do so much.
He could knock down a house of cards very easily.
He's going to be left alone. So it's like, I'm sure they'll watch him. But again, those henchmen aren't Mike.
See, and I don't think that they can watch him because they need all forces. They don't have a lot of guys. They need all
no,
forces
don't
down there.
Me the dollar. He's got money. He's got enough money
I know,
to
but
have men.
He needs Mike there. He needs
right.
to be their Gus
But I'm
himself.
Saying the henchmen are going to watch. All I said was the henchmen.
Yeah, they're all clowns.
That's what I'm saying.
Against Heisenberg?
We're saying this. That's what I was saying. I was saying the same thing to you. Is
yeah.
that
was
all
red
his,
in that scene, there was
yeah,
only red.
All his men are gone. But we're looking at that final scene with Jesse and
Walt. Jesse's apartment.
What a transformation that room's gone through. Remember the last few weeks?
Yes. And now he cleaned it up.
Yeah,
and
now
it's funny, you know, the floors are still scuffed. You can see I was looking at Johnny, that he didn't polish
exactly.
the floors. But if you notice, that red in there is not the red the way we've had those colors
bursting.
And
it's muted, too. I mean, the whole thing
right.
is.
That's just very interesting. I'll think about it. Maybe next week I'll have the answer why.
Well, hopefully we'll be able to get Aaron to call in at some point.
I wanted to ask you guys a question since you guys are all, you know, actors, writers, directors. You know, you guys only have 16 episodes left, which they're going to break into two seasons. Now, as super fans, do you think that they'll be able to wrap this up within the two seasons the way that... I know they're not going to do it the way you would like it to. They're going to just...
I know. I was telling him last night. I'm like, wait, but Walt's supposed to take over
Jesse,
the cartel
Jesse, is
and
your,
be the
is
boss.
Jesse, is your question, are they going to wrap it up, meaning with a final ending?
Blaze of glory,
baby. No, or end it, or are they going to wrap it up in a way that leaves it open for movies, as we're seeing Entourage and all these other things do? Is that your question?
That's my question, because this... You guys are always commenting on how... cinematic this is as a TV show. So they end it in two seasons, 16 episodes, and then a year, 2 years afterwards, for everyone who's fiending for Breaking Bad, would that be something you... Because some people don't want you to touch the TV show. Is that something that you feel this show would be capable of doing?
100% capable. It's going to come down to the numbers. Is it just a niche audience? Yeah. I mean, they've found when they've tried to go to the big screen with shows that only have a small niche audience, it doesn't really turn the dollar.
Entourage is a lot broader.
And, you know, but here's the interesting thing about Entourage. When Entourage went to mainstream TV, and I've never heard of this before, you guys, when it got syndicated on, I'm sorry, I don't know what channel. I don't know if it's Bravo or whatever channel. Okay. They pulled it. After like a half a season. I've never heard of a syndicated show being pulled because the numbers were so low that they pulled it and they said, let's protect the brand, pull it, let's live in DVDs, let's sell DVDs. Wow. I feel like Sex and the City was very strong on HBO and then was probably so strong in DVD that they knew they had the audience that would go. Yeah. And now that has given hope for, I feel, The Sopranos, Entourage. This show, it's all going to come down to, is there a wide enough audience? Now, Emily Harbour, who's one of our co-hosts, who's down doing...
Charlie's Angels
now. You know, she's been around television her whole life. Her dad's Ted Harbour, is one of the biggest suits in the business. And one of the things she said, she was like, listen, about Mad Men. I had just wrapped a Mad Men after show. She said, you know, the numbers are deceiving. It's critically acclaimed, but it doesn't really have the numbers. I mean, when you're thinking about... say 15 million people watching Hawaii 5-0 or CSI.
Yeah.
And then like anywhere from 1.5 to 4 million watching some of these shows, it makes you think. So I know the numbers were through the roof on this show, but I don't think it was in the 8 millions, John, right?
No,
it was like 5.
This is the last I heard, the biggest was 2.8.
2.8
million.
I was
going to say there's no way more than
so
3.
You do have a loyal audience. Mm-hmm. We will all run to the movie theaters. But with 2.8 million people tuning in, you know, but DVD sales, could grow like that. I mean, we've seen it. That's how Star Trek was born, right? It was after it went off the air. I don't know. I think Gilligan seems like the guy of integrity. I think he ends it it ends, which is sad because
I
want this to keep going.
I think so, too, because when I was talking to Aaron last night, he's like, they don't want to drag out the story. You know, there's probably like a clear vision, I'm assuming, for the ending of this. And to me, I wanted it to just get wilder and wilder and wilder. And I think he wants to protect the integrity of the show.
Yeah. So far, Vince has always maintained that.
Yeah, so I would assume there wouldn't be a movie.
And remember, because it's so well-written, he does have cancer. And the type of cancer he has, it doesn't seem beatable. It seems like he can push it back, but it doesn't seem beatable.
Yeah.
Which, you know, and they could, I guess, play around with time to do a movie, but I don't know, Jess. If you made me bet, I would say probably not going to be a movie, which is a bummer because I just love this show. I love these guys. And I think, you know, guys, when it's all said and done, I think we should rent out a theater and I think we should play like a season straight. I think that'd be an amazing party.
Oh,
12 episodes.
Oh my God, I love
a couple
that
of breaks.
Very interesting.
Just make it a whole day affair. Yeah. You know, I think because that's how I'd love to watch this. It's killing me.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't want to do
to watch it like this.
I don't want to do the next two seasons for AfterBuzz. I'm just going to collect them, watch all 16 in like a couple days.
No, we owe it to the fans.
I like it. I hate it because I'm.
But we like it. Yes,
I do like it. No. I do like. I'm going. No. Sorry.
But I look forward to it all week.
Exactly.
It's like another six days now. And every Sunday I wake up with a smile.
You really get to savor it. And I always watch the show. Couple days later,
again,
I watch it.
Watch it again. Yeah. No,
because then I can just watch it for pure enjoyment. So I'm not trying to.
And between this and Curb and Entourage, I'm a very happy guy.
Well,
very
listen,
happy.
There are some other anxious AfterBuzzers waiting to get into the studio so they can talk about their favorite shows.
Jess, what number are we right now for podcasts? We're number one, aren't we?
Yes, you are.
Yeah, baby! We're the number one podcast on AfterBuzz.
Well, that's thanks to the Breaking Bad fans. Thank you very much.
Thank you guys for tuning in once again. And
Ben, what kind of car is it? Did Ben find out?
Ben got pulled out for True Blood.
Anyway.
All right.
Conveniently.
I'll find out.
Here's the fight. They're the pools of light. I don't know what they mean either.
Yeah, think about it, John. Think about it and come back next week. You'll know.
From producers Kevin Undergaro and Phil Svitek, engineer DJ Jesse Janity, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. If you have questions or comments, be sure to buzz us at info@AfterBuzzTV.com. And you can find us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter by searching for AfterBuzz TV.
Talk to Aaron about
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.